As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, June the 11th. Yeah, it's the 11th again, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, Always News. I'd like to say good news. I don't know if we got any of that today. Hard facts, that too. And workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, well, you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log in and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in the chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, still at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without any internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, adding 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, all of them broadcasting this broadcast this morning, and I thank them for it. Of course, our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All of the contact information and the show archives can be accessed at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. And don't forget, I do have a new website up. I'll be developing it more over the weekend. But you can visit there, becomevocallocal.com. And we have a chat room up for you this morning. You might want to pile into the chat room as well. I'll be touching base there during the breaks. Overall, I just have to say we've got a big basket full of news. BP continues to stay in the news. I've got some other information in regards to Barry the Usurper's birth certificate we might look at. Locust plagues, the oil turning, you know, the oceans turning to a sea of red, and blah. Oh, my, I tell you, you couldn't script it any better than that if you were John the Revelator. Let's go into that market report for Friday, June the 11th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up $10 at $1,227.70 an ounce. Silver up 19 cents at $18.43 a troy ounce. Platinum up $5 at $1,539. And palladium off two at $448 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, about a $15 spread shaping up. $1,215.90 for a low, $1,230.20 for a high. But at $1,227.70, your gold is up year to year $273.10 for a 28.61% return on your investment in RM, that precious metal. London Gold Fix this morning, the price fixtures in London, the LBMA, the London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price at $1,220.50, and it promptly went up. Tells you how powerful they are. We'll pick it all up right there, continue the market report, and get into the news basket right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Friday, June the 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's get into that market report and close it out again for today. We're looking at gold up about $10 this morning, early trading at $1,227.70 an ounce. Silver up 19 cents at $18.43. Platinum up $5 at $1,539. And palladium off two at $448 an ounce. The boys in London set the price at $1,220.50. It's trading above that, at least as of an hour ago. The SPDR gold shares back in the market again last night, taking advantage of the dip in the price of gold. Hope you did too. They got in with both hands and dug up another 7.61 tons of gold overnight and added it to their exchange-traded fund holdings, now bringing up to 1,306.14 tons, rivaling the Chinese central banks in that SPDR gold shares. That's the State Street Global Advisors, by the way. You can find their website up on the web. But they're holding $51.12 billion worth of gold ostensibly among their many hands. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, 273, crossing the 10,000 mark again. Closed out at 10,173. The NASDAQ closed up 60 at 2219. And the S&P 500 index, that old standard and oh so very poor and getting poorer, 500 industrials, closed up 31 at 1,087. Crude oil this morning loses $1.14 in early trading at $74.34 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. buy them while you can. The U.S. Dollar Index, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, shows a bump up of 5 basis points in the USDX, trades out at 87.14 as of again, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the Forex markets, the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie off 56 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso drops 28 at 8 cents U.S. The euro losing 20 basis points, trades at $1.21, now again over $1.20, however. The British pound loses 102 basis points. Guess they're wondering about what they're going to do with BP. Anyway, loses 102 basis points, trades at $1.46 U.S. And the Swiss franc off 42 basis points, trading out at 87 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, we'll talk a little bit more about the bonds in a moment, but the bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year at 0.74%. It's kind of like a why bother, right? The 10-year yields at 3.26, doesn't really stimulate the investors, nor does the 30-year, which is bringing home 4.17% return on your investment. I'd say you might want to look at the precious metals. The mortgage market this morning, however, benefiting from these low interest rates, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.31% a month ago to 4.27%. And it's continuing reversal downward trend. The 30-year moves down from 5.03 to 4.84%. Watches the prices of real estate fall along with those interest rates. However, in the economic calendar, the economic news off of Bloomberg, this from the Econo Day, retail sales reports out this morning, and it goes along this line. It looks like the consumer paused the spending spree in May. That's right. You probably didn't have a spending spree in May, and neither did I. But on average, the report continues, sales have been healthy over the past few months. I don't know quite what is healthy about the sales over the past few months, and certainly this article isn't going to paint a healthy picture, but we'll just let them say what they're going to say. You know what I said before? Liars figure, but figures don't lie. The figures speak for themselves. Overall retail sales in May fell 1.2% after gaining 0.6% in April. Not exactly ripping our heads off here, are we? And jumping 2.1% in March, ostensibly. May came in far lower than analysts' expectations. This would have been one of those unexpectedly. May came in far lower than analysts' expectations for a 0.4% increase. Yes, that's 0.4. That's like less than 0.5%. Automobiles were only part of the decline as sales ex autos, or sales without the automobiles, decreased 1.1% after gaining 0.6% in April. So that's a negative loss. Sales, excluding autos and gasoline, posted a 0.8% drop following a 0.6% boost in April. You can take your worst losers and throw them out of the matrix, and you can make your, you know, you can paint lipstick on the pig, so to speak. But anyway, that's what we're seeing here. You can exclude this, and you can exclude that, and eventually, if you keep excluding all the things that went to hell in a handbasket, you might see a little glimmer of hope. But unfortunately, all the things you excluded are real. In this latter measure, weakness was mainly in the building materials and garden supplies. Well, that's pretty drastic, isn't it? In the springtime, when all the construction companies go to work, and when all the landscapers are out there, and when all the people are out busy puttering around the house, isn't that when Grandpa seems to spend most of his money in the spring? Well, not this year. Again, in this latter measure, weakness was mainly in building materials and garden supplies. So excluding automobiles, building materials, and gasoline, sales edged up 0.1%. That's one penny on a dollar, folks. 0.1%. One penny. In May, after decreasing 0.2% in April. So it went down 2 cents in April, came up in May 1%. And so I guess it's a 1% decline. The bottom line still is that consumer spending has been healthy on average over the last several months. Healthy? Some offset should not be a surprise after a strong burst of activity. Well, that strong burst of activity could have been all of the billions and billions of monies created out of nothing, loaned into existence, virtually given away to the people. and to the corporations. Well, anyway, let's stick with this thing. The drop in sales for overall sales in May was centered in a 9.3% plunge in building materials. 9.3% plunge. That's 10% of the ordinary building materials that would be sold in May gone. And that would be, you know, 10% of the houses that maybe would have been built, 10% of the sunrooms and porches that might have been built, 10% of the fences that might have been added, 10% of the new driveways or garages. Not going to happen. Anyway, continuing, other notable weaknesses in May was gasoline. Well, yeah, yesterday we talked about another 453,000 first-time jobless claims. Yeah, gasoline sales are going to be down if people don't have any place to go. That's what happened. Other notable weakness in May was gasoline, down 3.3%, and in clothing, down 1.3%. You're not going to have to rush out and buy a new tie and a white shirt if you don't have a job to go to, are you? The drop in gasoline sales almost certainly was price-related, and the same may be true for clothing. In other words, as inflation continues to escalate, and as the cost of gasoline continues to spiral through the roof, went into town the other yesterday afternoon late, as a matter of fact, after going at the post office to put a little bit of diesel fuel in my 3/4-ton diesel truck. I had $40 in my pocket. I didn't get a full tank. I didn't even get a half tank. Well, we'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays
for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so looking at the last little bit of this economic calendar report for this month, looking backwards, I guess we could say in the rearview mirror, they say on the positive side were the non-store retailers. I guess a non-store retailer might be the internet sales, maybe Amazon.com, Gadsden Tees. Well, you know, lots of places are in business on the internet where they don't have to pay the heavy overhead of the bricks and the mortar and all of the rest of that. But they continue to say this, that furniture and home furnishings were up 1%. Miscellaneous store retailers, I don't know what that means, were up 0.9%. Electronics were up 0.6%. Sporting goods, etc., were up 0.4%. Food and beverages were up 0.3%. And food services and drinking places were up 0.1%. It doesn't look like people are going out to Barfies and going down and tanking up on the ale either. Things are not looking all that good all around the United States of America. Overall retail sales on a year-ago basis in May came in at 6.9% and compared to 9% the month before. Excluding motor vehicles, the year-on-year rate slipped to 6.1% from 7.8% in April. So it's going down. It's in decline. And today's numbers clearly were disappointing. Equity futures declined on the news. Treasury yield slipped. But looking ahead, the PCE components in personal income report likely will not be as bad with it based on better auto numbers, and it should be much better in real terms. Well, I guess that's just a way of saying they're looking forward, hoping for the best and expecting, unfortunately, the worst. And we've got a lot more of that in the process as well. Let's see if we can go here and pick up this one. No, I don't want that one. I want this one right here. Nope, this one right here. Here we go. Jumping around a little bit on the browser. This is a rather interesting article. We talk about the yields, the lousy yields, the very low yields on the bonds every morning. This is an article off of Bloomberg, a team writing, a collaborative writing project between Allison Bennett and Brendan McGrail. Yes, maybe Allison brought the pencils this time. Brendan brought his laptop. But on June 11th, new news, municipal bond yields. Now, this is important, folks. Municipal bond yields rose 2 days in a row for the first time in a month, reaching a four-week high as investors refrained from buying in hopes of better terms or returns. All right, so what is with these municipal bond yields, and why would we be concerned about that? Well, municipal bond yields is how things get done locally. That's how things get done in your municipality. And if they can't get people to step up to the plate and buy these bonds, then they're not going to build parks. They're not going to build walking trails. They're not going to be able to build light rails. They're not going to be able to add lanes to a car, you know, to the roadways. They're not going to be able to bring in all of the cameras. They're not going to be able to put up new street lights or do anything. They've got to float bonds in order to get that to happen if they can't get it out of the tax, you know, bin. And as you can see, with property values in decline, sales taxes in decline, municipalities all over the United States and states themselves and counties are hurting. Investor resistance boosts the muni yields to the highest in 4 weeks, but it's not enough. Yields on top-rated tax-exempt maturing in 2020 jumped 2 basis points to 3.15%, the highest since May the 13th, after rising 1 basis point the day before. They last rose on consecutive trading days on May the 7th and May the 10th, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. But again, a basis point, they remind us, is 0.01%. If you had a dollar, it's 1 penny, all right? That's not much. The issue is absolute yields are so low, you're seeing a lot of investor resistance, said Alan Schenkel, a managing director at Philadelphia-based Jenny Montgomery Scott LLC. Quote, there are a lot of bonds in dealers' inventories because it's hard to move them with such absolute lows. So you go back and you look at the Fed target rate at 0.25, where it's been pegged for a year or better, and you can understand why people keep scratching their head. Why are the interest rates so low? Well, there's reasons that Benjamin Bernanke and the boys and Timmy Geithner and the rest of them advanced, but it's killing development. And that's not a good thing. Top-rated 10-year municipal bonds yielded more than 98% of equivalent maturity treasuries on June the 9th. So the top-rated 10-year bonds are doing even better than this bonded indebtedness that we report here, but neither one of them are really attracting the investors to buy up these bonds. Nobody's going to buy this debt, and that's a problem. So anyway, the article continues along, but we can look to George Soros here. And there's a video that I would encourage you to look at. I wasn't able to watch it all, but I caught quite a bit of it this morning. There's a video up on Bloomberg that you can pick up where George Soros is speaking. And you might just click on that, load it, and run it. But anyway, and it's interesting. Well, maybe it'll be in this article. Let's go ahead. It's not very long. This article, Soros says, quote, "We have just entered Act 2 of crisis, Act 2 of crisis." So it's like a stage play. They worked all of this out in advance, and we're now in Act 2. Do you have your program of action ready? Do you have your program? You have your cup of tea or maybe a soda and your bag of popcorn? Well, sit down and enjoy, because we're only at Act 2 of this drama. Joe Schneeweiss and Andrew McCaskill writing this for Bloomberg, yesterday's news. Late yesterday's news, I might add. Billionaire investor George Soros said, quote, "We have just entered Act 2 of the crisis as Europe's fiscal woes and government are pressured to curb budget deficits that may push the global economy back into a recession." Well, wait a minute, George. I think we're in a recession. Did you think we were out of the recession? Was that how Act 1 ended? Maybe Shakespeare's writing for these people. The collapse, there's another quote, "The collapse, again, of the financial system as we know it is real, and the crisis is far from over," Soros said today at a conference in Vienna. Quote, "Indeed, we have just entered Act 2 of the drama." Soros, age 79, said the current situation in the world economy is eerily reminiscent of the 1930s. Well, it would be. All of the architects of the 1930s, all of their blueprints and plans were followed by the architects of the disaster in the year 2010. Continuing, reminiscent of the 1930s, with governments under pressure to narrow their budget deficits at a time when the economic recovery is weak. This ought to trouble you folks, because this is the time period that brought us into World War I and World War II. Concerned that Europe's sovereign debt crisis may spread sent the euro to a four-year low against the dollar on June the 7th and has wiped out more than $4 trillion from the global stock markets this year. That's more than just one or two shekels. Europe's debt-ridden nations have to raise almost 2 trillion euros within the next 3 years to refinance, according to the Bank of America Corporation. And where are they going to find that $2.4 trillion? In thin air? Very likely. Quote, "When the financial markets started losing confidence in the credibility of sovereign debt," again, confidence, it's a confidence game, it's a shell game, this is a scheme, "Greece and the euro have taken center stage, but the effects are liable to be felt worldwide," Soros said. Well, George Soros has polished his crystal ball. Soros gained fame in the 1990s when he reportedly made $1 billion correctly betting against the British pound. He also wagered that Germany's mark would appreciate after the collapse of the Berlin Wall in 1989, and on and on and on.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting edge talk radio.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And of course, I almost dropped my jaw when George Soros was going through his presentation on this Bloomberg video that you can watch this morning. And he made the comment that he was basically bringing forward a concept that was first posited by Frank H. Knight, known as reflexivity, back in the 1930s. Now, if you recall, we have gone through rather extensively information out of the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, where I posited to you that I, based on my research, I feel very strongly in my conviction that this symposium makes up much of the fundamental information upon which the entire sustainable development movement and the green agenda arises. And I've read to you directly from this book that I have again now on my library table here, radio table, this huge tome, page after page after page of the writings of Frank H. Knight, including discussion of his concept or his theory of reflexivity, which you can find in the Oracle Broadcasting Become Vocal Local show archives. But here, Soros is pointing to this exact same material, and he's calling it part of his idea of Act 2 of the crisis. So let's do pay attention. I think I'm on track. I think that he's pointing back to something that we need to be aware of. I didn't know that it was going to be on Soros' mind a month or so later, but I'm glad I covered that material before Soros spoke it back into existence. Again, credit default swaps, which aim to protect bondholders against the risk of a default, are dangerous and a license to kill, Soros said today. Credit default swaps should only be allowed if there is an insurable interest, he said. And as we go through this discussion a little bit more about British Petroleum today, we're going to find out that the credit default swaps are out there. The people are basically looking at, and remember that was the Exxon Valdez incident where these credit default swaps came into existence. Was it Graham, I believe, was involved in creating these things? Anyway, so we'll see that as it comes up again as we discuss a little bit more of the oil spill. And let's just go, before we go to that, I want to get this behind us. We've talked a lot this week about the oil spill, or the leak, the geyser, the gusher, however you want to phrase it. But you know how it goes in the Christian Zionist movement and all of the Scofield Bible reference Bible people that are, you know, looking for the end times. You know, we're in the end times. Well, here you go. You know, we've got the oceans turning to blood with the red, you know. We've got people ready to throw their gold in the streets. But by golly, folks, if you're going to throw your gold into the streets and your silver with it, let me know in advance. I'll send someone by to pick it up. Anyway, worst locust plague in two decades threatens the Australian harvest. So we've got earthquakes in diverse places, the sea and the oceans roaring and turning red with blood, and now we've got a locust plague. My, oh my. Worst locust plague in two decades threatens the Australian harvest. Wendy Pugh, writing this for June 11th, Bloomberg, New News. The worst locust plague in more than two decades is threatening to strike Australia, the world's fourth largest wheat exporter, after rainfall boosted egg laying by the insects in major crop growing regions. Not exactly good news. Quote, there are hundreds of millions of dollars worth of crops and pastures that are potentially at risk, Chris Andreasen said. He's the director at the Canberra-based Australian Plague Locust Commission. Bet you didn't know it existed, but they have one. The Australian Plague Locust Commission, he said this by an interview and by telephone, quote, tens of millions of dollars will be spent during the Southern Hemisphere spring to reduce the effects of infestation, he said. The forecast plague could cost Victoria's agricultural sector at $2 billion Australian, or $1.7 billion U.S. if left untreated. The state government said today, widespread egg laying across southeastern Australia has set the scene for the biggest hatching for at least 25 years, according to the commission, which described locusts as the nation's most serious pest species. Watch out for those locusts. The advice of leading scientists indicates the scale of the coming spring's outbreak could be as bad as we experienced in 1973 and 1974 when locusts swarmed through much of Victoria. Sounds like FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system to me. It sounds like Agenda 21, but, well, it could be a real problem if you're growing wheat in Victoria or any other place down there. Continuing, prior to that, the last outbreak of this scale was in 1934. George Soros talking about the 1930s. And here this article talking about the 1930s. So we could be facing a once-in-a-lifetime locust plague with locusts swarming right across the state. Next thing you know, we're going to hear about a dust bowl, and then we'll have an oil slick falling from the sky someplace in Montana. Locusts are expected to hatch from August to October in Victoria, New South Wales, and South Australia states. According to the commission, the first generation spring hatching alone could occur over a total area of 1.8 million hectares, which is rather a queer way of simply saying it, 4.4 million acres. The commission, Andreasen said, bleeding oceans, now locusts, locust plagues, earthquakes in diverse places, volcanoes erupting, chemtrails, boy, you name it. These guys have got all of them covered. The only thing we're missing now is Christ's feet setting down on the Mount of Olives. But, of course, with the right kind of screens and backdrops, I suppose they could do that, too. Anyway, we'll just let that go. I just wanted to bring that to your attention, talking about somebody setting their feet on the Mount of Olives. Well, let's see if we can pick it up over here. Not quite the same, but he certainly thinks so. This out of Hawaii, I heard this reported on another broadcast last night. Of course, this is not really new news. One of our hosts, Jimmy X, has had this gentleman on with him before. Here's the article. And we'll find out about that as we go through it. Hawaii elections clerk, Obama, not born here. Obama! Official who oversaw ballots in 2008 race says hospital birth certificate is non-existent. Now, this is off the WorldNet Daily webpage, for what it's worth, written by a Joe Kovacs, WorldNet Daily. A college instructor who worked as a senior elections clerk for the city and county of Honolulu in 2008 is making the stunning claim that Barry the usurper was definitely not born in Hawaii, as the White House maintains, and that a long-form hospital-generated birth certificate for Obama does not even exist in the Aloha state. Seems to be a little bit of a contradiction here. There is no birth certificate, said Tim Adams, a graduate assistant who teaches English at Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Quote, it's like an open secret. There isn't one. Everyone in the government knows this. All right? Adams, who says he's a Hillary Clinton supporter, can't, well, that's got to say something, who ended up voting for John McCain, boy, from... I'm going to let it go, folks. I'm just going to report it the way it's written. When Clinton lost the Democratic nomination to Obama, told WorldNet Daily, quote, I manage the absentee ballot office. It was my job to verify the voter's identity, close quote. He says during the 2008 campaign, when the issue of Obama's constitutional eligibility first arose, the elections office was inundated with requests to verify the birthplace of the U.S. senator from Illinois. The hottest book in America is one that exposes the real Obama and all his men and women. Get your autographed copy from WorldNet Daily. Well, there's a shameless plug. An advertisement thrown into the middle of their news article. Wonder why I don't go to this website often. Quote, the article continues, I had direct access to the Social Security database, the National Crime Computer, driver's license information, international passport information, and basically just about anything you can imagine to get someone's identity. My God, I might think twice before I ever register to vote again. Adams explained, quote, I could look up what bank your home mortgage was with. I was informed by my boss that we did not have a birth record for Obama. It's going to get worse before it gets better, but maybe somebody's feet are heading for the Mount Olive.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So we've returned once again, and the break afforded my memory to refire, and it was James Edwards, the host of a broadcast called Political Cesspool, that interviewed Tim Adams and put this information out recently, I suppose, and here WorldNet Daily is following up on it. But if you look at the information that Mr. Adams has provided verbally, and then at the research that has been dredged up as well, you'll find that just like in most places around the United States, there is a certificate of live birth, which is known as the long form. I have a copy of mine. I could produce it in about, I would say, less than 1 minute, maybe at the outside 1.5 minutes if I stop to roll a cigarette and smoke it on the way to and from the cabinet. But nevertheless, a certificate of live birth looks considerably different than the document that has been produced by the usurper's administration and all of his handlers. So it's a lengthy article. It's up on worldnetdaily.com. You might go up on worldnetdaily.com and search for Tim Adams and Obama and birth certificate, and it should jump right up for you. Certainly did for me. So there's more to all of that. And this one is just a little bit more along the lines of things that we can think about. There's two different articles. I'm just going to jump back and forth. I may only cover the first one. And that is, this is out of, was sent to me by one of our listeners who sends me lots of research material. But this is off of a website called caseyresearch.com, C-A-S-E-Y research.com. I've heard from many of the listeners and people around me, you know, well, if everything's going to hell in a handbasket in the United States, is there any other place you can go? Well, certainly I would be the last person that would ever advise you to leave the country, even encourage you. I might even sit down and discuss with you all the reasons why you want to stay here. This isn't your birthright. You wouldn't want to turn your back on your birthright, but some people would. And so they've produced, this CaseyResearch.com has produced a guide to Jumping Ship, okay, An Ex-Citizen's Guide to Divorcing the United States of America. And I'll just read a little bit off the homepage here. It says, An Ex-Citizen's Guide to Divorcing the USA. Maybe you're worried about the fragile state of the economy in America. After all, our supposed recovery is marked by soaring unemployment, massive government debt, and most of the same problems that caused the last crash continue to linger. Or maybe you've just had it with being treated as a piggy bank for the social program du jour. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, workfare are all broken and bleeding money, I would say hemorrhaging, and taxes are going to rise substantially, and that they likely will. Whatever your reason for considering to escape to greener pastures, it's not a decision that should be made rashly or lightly. And I concur with that 100%. Whether you simply want a second passport, just in case, or you want to jump ship for good, it requires preparation and guidance. So before you put all your eggs in another basket and start rushing away, looking for someplace else, understand this, and the author's not saying it, I'm saying it, that as I've studied and researched over these past 10 or more years, this concept of the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, and having spent many, many, many hours with my nose deep into Agenda 21, a program of action for the 21st century sustainable development, my opinion is that there is no place to escape. There is no green pasture. There is no safe haven in the storm. They don't call it the global information system for nothing. They're not talking about a global information system and a geospatial databasing system, a GIS, GPS, global governance scheme or system. They're not calling it that for nothing. No matter where you go, there you are. And when you get there, you're going to find George Soros, Marie Strong, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and all of the rest of the cast of characters from the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the London School of Economics, and Peter Sutherland and the Catholic Church right there. But if you think you have a better chance elsewhere, there is material available, and again, on this website, caseyresearch.com, they give you a free guide. They publish a free special report, the American Expatriation Guide, How to Divorce the U.S. Government, a complete handbook on expatriation compiled by a former U.S. citizen, guiding you through the process of expatriation in amazing detail. It talks about what expatriation means for the U.S. citizen, immediate and lasting benefits of expatriation, how to get a second passport, what the exit tax is, and how to calculate what you'd owe, if anything, a detailed roadmap of the process, choosing where to live after you expatriate, and visiting America without falling back into the global U.S. tax network. So there's information that's out there. Let's consider that a solution for today. If you want to turn your back on your birthright, walk away from America, you could go someplace else and try and deal with things there. This is rather interesting as well. Back to the BP news, has to do with the fact that British Petroleum and is about to meet with the usurper for one of the very first times in the process. There's more information coming out breaking this morning about Cameron maybe having a seance with the usurper. They know that British Petroleum PLC is hemorrhaging, but no one really feels as though the sharks are doing anything more than swirling. BP is likely to survive no matter what happens in the Gulf. But here's the article, June 11th, Bloomberg, New News. Juliana Goldman writes, BP Chairman Svanberg to meet with Obama on the oil spill. BP PLC Chairman Karl Heinrich Svanberg. You'd think this guy was German. Blue eyes that he has there, smiling, a German jaw jutting out. Well, you know how it is in Saxe-Gotha-Coburg land. Anyway, continuing, it says here that BP PLC Chairman Karl Heinrich Svanberg is being summoned to Washington for a meeting with President, well, you can call him president, I don't, with Barry the Usurper, as politicians step up pressure on the company to settle damage claims and suspend the dividend. The dividend seems to be one of the stumbling stones here in this discussion. In other words, they don't want to pay out to the stockholders until the people of America feel satisfied that they've been paid their just deserve. Continuing, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen the government's national incident commander, requested the June 16th meeting in a letter addressed to Svanberg at the company's London headquarters yesterday. He asked for the chairman and other, quote-unquote, appropriate company representatives to meet with the senior administration officials to discuss the company's response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Allen said the usurper will participate in a portion of the session, probably like his predecessor, Jorge Bush, when he was meeting with the Israeli prime minister. Obama will probably be serving, I don't know, hamburgers, maybe? Maybe, well, I don't imagine he'd be bringing out any of the little Mogan David cookies, but, you know, who knows? He'll participate in a portion of the session. The BP Deepwater Horizon spill has had a profound impact on Americans living in the Gulf region, and time is of the essence in resolving these issues, close quote, Allen wrote. Well, that's the way you write a corporate letter, anyway. A government team of scientists said yesterday the damaged well may have been gushing. Here's the use of the word gushing now. It was spilling originally, then it was leaking, now it's gushing. As much as 40,000 barrels of oil a day. Notice, twice as much as previous estimates. Well, that's actually 8 times more than the 5,000 barrels previously stated, but I guess you could say twice as much as what was estimated yesterday. I don't know, maybe this number will be different on Monday. They don't seem to quite know. The meeting will be Obama's first direct communication with BP representatives since the April 20th explosion. Yeah, that's your president at work. It'll be the first time, but of course he'll only take part in a portion of the discussion. Maybe he'll hold the door as the diplomats and executives file into the room. It also comes as they did that to him in Copenhagen. Remember, he had to sit in an aisle in a folding chair. I think the global community knows that this guy's a usurper. Ain't no birth certificate for this fellow. He's a Kenyan. Even his wife says so. It also comes as some U.S. lawmakers are calling on British Petroleum to suspend its dividend to pay for cleanup and economic losses and are questioning the integrity of the company's public statements. BP has received the invitation, and an appropriate senior delegation would, of course, be glad to attend. The company spokesman, Max McGahan, said in a telephone interview. BP shares rose for the first time this week today, gaining as much as 6.4% in London trading. Well, we'll pick it all up right there on the other side at the top of the hour break. Much more to come in hour number two. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. June 11th, Solomon's Temple, right? Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now in our second hour of today's broadcast, throwing off the shoreline, pushing off away from the dock. In the first hour of the broadcast, we went through a variety of news, including a short report about Barry the Usurper's birth certificate. Don't talk too much about his birth certificate. I know there isn't one, but anyway, new information coming out on that. Also gone into some of the financial news on the browser here. And back into this article now where Barry the Usurper is going to have the opportunity to be the doorman for the delegation of VP representatives that are going to be, have been asked to come to America and discuss with our administration just what the hell is going on in the Gulf. Well, in all of this, BP Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward said that the company is considering, quote, all options on the dividend. So I guess everything's on the table there. The Wall Street Journal reported, citing an interview, this following comments made by Svanberg on a conference call with investors last week, quote, future decisions on the quarterly dividend will be made as they've always been made on the basis of all circumstances at the time, close quote. In other words, the stockholders are going to get their dividend. He said, a group of lawmakers this week called on BP to suspend the dividend until the cleanup is paid for. Well, you know that's not going to happen. As the president has said, our administration is not going to rest or be satisfied until the leak is stopped at the source, the oil in the Gulf is contained and cleaned up, and the people of the Gulf are able to go back to their lives and livelihoods, close quote. Allen, that would be Thad Allen, good old Thad, wrote. Hayward appears. While Allen didn't seek the presence of Hayward, he did ask for, quote, any appropriate officials from BP, close quote. The meeting is scheduled a day before Hayward appears before a House Energy and Commerce Oversight hearing examining the cause of the spill. Now, this is going to get more complicated because, as both sides have, as others have said before me, lawyered up. Now that they've lawyered up, things are going to be a lot more complicated. The more appropriate time to have started to bring forward lawsuits would have been after a harmonious and successful resolution of the incident, but they didn't do that. They came out with the bat swinging, Barry the Usurper wanting to kick somebody's ass, and so everybody's lawyered up, and now they're going to stay shut up until it's all over. Administration officials previously have said there wasn't a need for Obama to speak directly with BP representatives. Boy, is that the understatement of the century. Additionally, with the investigations of BP underway by the Justice Department, putting the president in direct contact with the company's CEOs might complicate any probe. You see how this gets worse? Anything that Hayward says, you have the right to remain silent. Even in the context of a conversation with the usurper could be significant, according to Lawrence Barcella, a former federal prosecutor who is now an attorney at the Paul Hastings firm in Washington. Meeting with Svanberg poses less of a risk, he said. Substantive witness? It's all law speak now. Now we're into the jargon of the law. Now we're into the language of law. Hayward has been involved both operationally and optically from the beginning, Barcella said. What does he mean when he says optically? He's been involved optically? I guess that must be looking through the cameras. from the little rovers down under the sea, you would say visually, operationally and visually, not operationally and optically, but I guess a degree in law doesn't necessarily make you a linguist. Barcella said, quote, this likelihood of him being a substantive witness at a minimum in one or more of the investigations is extremely high. Well, we'll pick it up there after these words from our sponsor.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Friday, June the 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, joined as we are in the second hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences back into the news basket for today. I'd really like to get into a little bit more of John Stuart Mill and his representative government, time allowed, but I still have several other articles I want to cover first on the news. But this is rather interesting because finally they're having a delegation coming from British Petroleum in London to the Barry the Usurper administration in Washington, D.C. for a seance, a powwow, if you will. Of course, Barry won't be figured very highly in the discussion. Wouldn't have quite as much to add to it, I'm sure. Consensus building, dialogue to consensus and all that rot aside. A June 8th Washington Post ABC News poll showed 81% of the Americans said BP's response has not been so good or poor. 64% want the government to pursue criminal charges against the company. 69% rated the federal government's reaction poorly. And then it continues, almost done with this particular article, the relationship between BP and the federal government is not a partnership. All right? It's not a partnership. This is a quote. Democratic strategist Paul Begala said of Hayward, as if it's not a partnership. It was put out as a partnership that the Ken Salazar and the Interior Department's Department of Mineral Management Service was a partnership with Exxon Mobil and British Petroleum, also known as Chevron, also known as Amoco and Anadarko and others. But this relationship between BP and the federal government is not a partnership, even though the revenue from this minerals management service makes up the second highest portion of the tax take on an annual basis. This is a, what, 18.75% premium that's paid to this mineral management service from all of the oil that's produced in our lands and territories and offshore, all the rest of that, 18.75%, second only to the Internal Revenue Service extortion from the people. The relationship between BP and the federal government is not a partnership, he says, I'll say tongue-in-cheek, and there's no moral equivalency between the President of the United States and the man potentially responsible for the worst environmental disaster in history. Well, no moral equivalency? I would say there's at least a vague similarity. Anyway, both of them kind of pretty much a worst disaster in history. Obama met yesterday with the families of workers killed in the explosion. I don't suppose he was looking for anybody's ass to kick. And promised the U.S. wouldn't go forward with new deepwater drilling until safety measures to prevent a similar incident are in place. I don't know why he'd tell that to the family members. Other sympathy cards could have been advanced there. He also plans to visit the Gulf region in June the 14th and the 15th to kick ass. No, not to kick any ass. To review cleanup operations and talk with local officials. The administration has stopped short of congressional calls for BP to forego dividends. So it's just a talking point in the news. It's the new news. It's the public notice. These are talking points being floated for your consumption. Still, Obama, on June the 4th in Louisiana, said that if the company is able to pay dividends and buy advertising, quote, we better not hear about the nickel and diming, close quote, of business owners hurt by the spill and oil workers who have lost their jobs. He said, talking tough, looking for someone's ass to kick, no doubt. Well, there's a little bit more here. Let's go to this article. Again, off Bloomberg. We're going to stick on the BP for a few more minutes. This article is rather interesting because now they're trying to come out and say, here are the big questions. These are the questions everyone should have on their mind. Eight questions and provisional answers about the BP spill. Again, Bloomberg, New News, June 11th, Peter Coy and Paul Barrett writing as a collaborative writing effort. The sea is slow to reveal its secrets. Get the violins out. And so is BP PLC. I don't even know whether they're opening up the Moby Dick and reading here or whether this is a news article. The regulators and other companies caught up in the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster. The regulators and other companies caught up in the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster. It's not quite a catastrophe, but it could be that way. It's kind of a cross between a catastrophe and a disaster. A catastrophe. Very interesting little word was coined by Rob Schotta the other night. I love it. I'm going to use it often. A catastrophe are almost as opaque. Whether motivated by the need for self-protection, the desire to get it right before releasing information, or the inevitable fog of a shape-shifting crisis, the sometimes conflicting statements released by BP, the Mineral Management Service, and others have left a raft of unanswered questions, as reported in the June 14th issue of Bloomberg Businessweek. How much oil is spewing into the Gulf each day? How much damage is it doing? And will the ecosystem ever recover? Who made the decisions that led to this nightmare? Continuing, The woman in charge of measuring the spill, Marcia McNutt of the U.S. Geological Survey. Now, she's the woman, this article says, in charge of measuring the spill for the U.S. Geological Survey, invoked, I love the way that he says this, she invoked the Rumsfeldian phrase. Everyone knows this. I've put it out a couple of times. I like it. The Rumsfeldian phrase. I've never heard that word before, have you? It's like Rumpelstiltskin, but it's Rumsfeld. You know, Donald Rumsfeld. Donald Rumsfeld. The Rumsfeldian phrase, unknown unknowns. You all remember that, right? There are the things that we know, things we don't know. They're the known knowns, and they're the unknown knowns. They're the unknown unknowns, and so on and so forth. The things we don't know. Blah, 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 blah. Basically, what Donald Rumsfeld was doing there was running the permutation on to know and not to know, to know and unknown. But anyway, the woman in charge of measuring the spill, Marcia McNutt of the U.S. Geological Survey, invoked the Rumsfeldian phrase, unknown unknowns, on May the 27th. Oh, my. Okay. On May the 27th. While explaining why her flow rate technical group was having trouble figuring out how much oil was billowing from BP's broken well, 12,000 to 19,000 barrels a day, was the May 27th estimate, which was increased to 20,000 to 40,000 barrels a day on June the 10th. The same uncertainty surrounds environmental impacts. I don't think anyone knows, no matter what they say, says Nicholas Fisher, a professor of marine science at Stony Brook University in New York. People want clean, simple answers to clean, simple questions, but we don't have them. Very interesting. What follows is a careful attempt to take stock, asking the important questions and laying out the best current thinking on them. At the very least, we should all know what we do not know. So this is a rather involved beginning to get to these questions, but it is really the question of the day. What are the known knowns and what are the unknown unknowns? And if they're still unknown unknowns, why don't we have any answers? We'll be right back.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we can all understand how important it is to be able to control a discussion, and certainly you can control a discussion by laying out the talking points or laying out those basic questions. The only parts of the discussion that we're going to cover today will be X, Y, Z. From that point forward, you just silence anyone else's questions. If you don't have your name on the agenda, you just simply can't speak, and if your question isn't part of the talking points, we just don't discuss it. You ridicule them, do whatever you need to do to get them out of the way. But these are the talking points, and so it'll be to our benefit to take a look at these. As other researchers come on and more information comes forward, we can use this as kind of a criteria, at least from the standpoint of these authors and this article in regards to the Bloomberg website where it was published. These are some of the talking points. Will the Gulf of Mexico be a dead zone? This is their first question. Here's what their response is. Big oil spills of the past are poor guides to the deep water horizon disaster because all of them occurred in shallower water. This time, with the leak at 5,000 feet, a great deal of the oil hasn't reached the surface. Scientists say that under the immense pressure at that depth, much of it has turned into a diluted mist of hair-width droplets that are staying submerged in vast clouds. And then it's going to continue. They talk about microbes, and I'm just jumping over a whole paragraph here of fluff. All right? Rehash. Microbes that customarily feed on oil seeping from the seabed are expected to consume most of this oil. This much we know. But that creates its own problems. The bugs, use up oxygen needed by other sea creatures, potentially creating dead zones devoid of animal life, said Frank Muller Karger, the professor of biological oceanography at the University of South Florida. Marine biologist Rick Steiner says two-thirds of the fish and wildlife species injured in the Exxon Valdez spill 21 years ago have yet to fully recover. Stony Brook's Fisher says that the spill might promote bacteria that convert inorganic mercury into a toxic methylmercury, which is taken up in the flesh of fish and other seafood. All right? So that's the first question that they're asking. Will part of the Gulf of Mexico, and it's the lead question, be a dead zone? And they say yes, in some regards, it may very well be. Here's the next question. Question number two. How did this happen and who's to blame? Investigators have begun to assemble the chain of errors that led to the disastrous April 20. Have begun to assemble the chain of errors? Aunt Jemima, what's taking them so long? Investigators have begun to assemble the chain of errors that led to the disastrous April 20th explosion, including the selling stock shares by Goldman Sachs and Tony Hayward and others. The chain of events or chain of errors that led to the disastrous April 20th explosion that sank the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig, killing a little, well, come on. The slide toward disaster was greased when BP sought and received permission to use pipes and casings in the well that deviated from the company's own policies. Now, if anybody's got a link for the pipes and casings that were actually used in the well, not the riser pipes, but the pipes and the casings in the well, I'd be interested in getting a link to that information. Then the company obtained an exemption to test the blowout preventer on top of the well at a lower pressure than the federal rules required. And we found that that was a considerable cost savings because they used one of Cameron's blowout prevention devices, and it was not nearly as expensive as others on the market. BP pressed ahead even though, as emails released by the House investigators show, employees had worried 6 weeks before the explosion that workers were struggling to control the well. All this we know. If the government had refused to bend its rules, or if BP had not sought exemptions in the first place, the Deepwater Horizon accident might not have occurred. All right? What's unknown is whether the people who asked for and those who granted exemptions were defying orders or believed they were carrying out their superiors' wishes. What's unknown? Those questions are certain to be explored by investigators and plaintiffs' lawyers. BP said it was recommitting to safety, and remember I shared with you right off their website information in that regard, and I also shared with you information off of Transocean's website where they had a standing safety policy, whereas anyone on a drill rig that thought that there was a safety violation imminent or in progress could shut the process down. But apparently, all of these voices saying that there was a safety problem were not heeded. As a result, many died. Continuing down a little further, according to BP's annual sustainability review, the system provides a single framework for all BP operations to follow, covering all of the area processes from safety to personal health, environmental performance, so on and so forth. The unanswered question is why this brand new system failed so utterly. And if you want to know all about that sustainability process, you can go up on BP.com, their website, and read it for yourself as I have. Here's the next question. Is there a chance the relief wells won't work? Drilling two relief wells to stop the flow of oil is almost certain to get the job done, just not necessarily right away. Here's a quote. It's been done thousands of times, close quote, said Nansen Saleri, chief executive officer of Quantum Reservoir Impact in Houston, quote, where the uncertainty lies is how much time it's going to take, close quote. That's because it's fiendishly difficult to intercept the broken well, which is narrower across than a soccer ball. So you can forget the 50, 60-inch pipe. No, it's not there. It's a drill pipe, a drill stem, and a casing around it. That's narrower than a soccer ball, probably less than a foot in diameter, probably maybe a 10-inch pipe, by drilling another well more than 2 miles beneath the ocean floor. Both relief wells might miss, as other emergency wells have, requiring a second, a third, or a fourth try, says David Rensink, president-elect of the American Association of Petroleum Geologists. So they'll keep stabbing at the wound until they can actually lance it and then cap it and be done. Dropping down just for the convenience, you can find this up on Bloomberg.com this morning. How will the oil spill lawsuits proceed? It may take months, but the 200 and counting leak-related lawsuits will be consolidated into one or more mega cases, excruciatingly complex proceedings teeming with litigants and lawyers, and a single federal judge will emerge as the Solomon of the spill. The Solomon's Temple of the spill. That ought to be just absolutely chilling to anybody that's got a dog in this hunt. All right? Because in this process, all of the individuals are going to be collectivized. It's like a big class action suit where one person may have successfully argued for an award of $1 million or 1.5 or 1.8 or 1.7, where his legal team may have been able to put together a specific ballot argument and defeat it on jurisdiction or on any of the other various grounds that are possible. Instead, they're going to put the 200 and counting leak-related lawsuits consolidated into one or more mega cases. That's not good news. And a single federal judge will emerge as the Solomon of the spill? Gag me out already. Well, that district judge is likely to be Carl J. Barbier, a former head of the Louisiana Plaintiffs Bar and a thorn in the side of business.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And in case you are wondering whether the Solomon of the Gulf oil spill is going to ever get around to putting anybody in jail, don't hold your breath. Even if, the article continues here, criminal charges are filed, such cases are typically settled with guilty pleas and the payment of fines. Hall says that prison terms, when they are imposed, are usually limited to cases of spiteful, intentional acts. Spiteful, intentional acts. And so, even though Lon Horiuchi shot Vicki Weaver in the face while she was standing on their front porch, holding an infant to her breast, even though they shot his son and their family dog for cutting off a shotgun, maybe a quarter of an inch too short, even though Ed and Elaine Brown are doing life sentences and many, many other people also, even though you can have your dog shot to death as some bunch of jackbooted thugs break your door down in the middle of the night and crash in and find less than a few grams of pot in your house. You have the doors knocked into your house and have your daughter shot and she lies sleeping on the couch. Even though all of these things are prevalent, you can be pulled over alongside the road. If you're a few grains or grams of this or that, you can be tasered to oblivion and then shot maybe in the back of the head or incarcerated for a long time, even though young people all over America are put into prisons for long sentences to serve at the local sign-making and license plate-making factories inside of the prison industrial complex, even though all of that happens on a regular basis. If criminal charges are filed against any of these actors and stakeholders in the BP oil geyser in the Gulf, even if criminal charges are filed, such cases are typically settled with guilty pleas and the payment of fines. Even if insider trading and foreknowledge and all of that could be proven against Hayward and Goldman Sachs, don't expect them to do time like Bernie Madoff. They'll get guilty pleas at the worst and a payment of fines. Of course, it won't come out of their pockets. It will come out of the incredible printing press of the Bank of London, no doubt. Hall says that prison terms, when they are imposed, are usually limited to cases of spiteful, intentional acts. Now, if it would be proven that Halliburton was in communication directly with BP and knew that the casings inside that well were faulty and would not hold, and yet went ahead and pumped in their sealants and stuff, knowing that it was going to cause too much pressure and that the whole shittery would blow, that might not be ruled a spiteful or an intentional act. But it continues, and it's rather interesting. Hall says that prison terms, when they are imposed, are usually limited to cases of spiteful and intentional acts, such as dumping a known toxic substance into a water well. You know, like a few quarts of oil when you changed your oil in your car and you dump them on your property and it ostensibly contaminates the water table, right? Or maybe you drain a radiator out of an automobile and you let the antifreeze just settle into the gravel in your driveway. Maybe you drain the gasoline out of your lawnmower and instead of taking it to a recycle location, you burn it in your backyard or you just dump it along a fence row. Any of these spiteful, intentional acts could be considered to be criminal. I wonder how that would fit into what the dispersants manufactured by Nalco, how would Corexit fit into this? Would this be a spiteful, intentional act? Well, maybe one head will roll. Could BP go bankrupt? The article continues. This is the big questions. These are the talking points of the day. Estimates of the potential spill liability for all parties range into the tens of billions of dollars. Credit Suisse has said the disaster may cost BP alone as much as $37 billion over time, almost double this year's likely profits. That's raised questions about whether the British oil company will cut its dividend or put one or more of its units into bankruptcy proceedings to protect them from legal claimants and other creditors. In other words, they lawyer up and they get behind the corporate veil and declare bankruptcies. The cost of BP credit default swaps soared on June the 9th, reaching nine times their pre-spill levels. See, they're out there playing in the casino of the stock market, you know. CDOs, credit default swaps, and all these other things. If evidence of egregious wrongdoing surfaces, that could alter the bankruptcy outlook for BP. A civil jury assessing punitive damages or prosecutors seeking to make a point with enormous criminal fines could push the company toward insolvency. Quote, the uncertainty of potential punitive damages or the credit risk that might come with serious criminal liability could change the picture, close quote, Adler notes. That would be Barry Adler. No relation to the other Barry, a bankruptcy expert at New York University Law School. The Obama administration could pressure BP into a reorganization, possibly via bankruptcy court, in which parts of the company were sold off and its leadership replaced. Well, there's more to that. They talk about getting into the loop current and so on. Is a climate and energy bill more or less likely to pass? It ends on this note. Here, a harsh political reality. The disaster that dramatizes the need to get America off oil makes it harder to pass a bill to help it do so. Before this bill, the usurper tried to win Republican support for climate and energy legislation by tying it to expanded offshore drilling. That tactic is dead. The usurper's new idea is to harness public anger and link a climate and energy bill to measures making offshore drilling safer. On June the 2nd, he said the spill sends Congress an urgent signal to complete this work. Well, there's more there, but you need to read it for yourself. There are many questions that have been asked, and there are many that remain unanswered, and as time goes on, I'm sure the alternative media system will flesh it all out. This last article here in regards to this, as far as the news for this morning is concerned, is along this line. Investor resistance boosts Let's see if we can't get this one to tell me what I need to see. Got this one. Here it is. The oil spill may that cost that. Sorry. Technical difficulty here, as I work with my browser loaded with news articles. This one's rather important. Oil spill may cost $4.3 billion in Gulf Shore property values. Now, this article is going to give you the lowest possible price as it develops. Listen carefully. June 11th, John Gittleson, it's a nice Irish name, writing for Bloomberg, June 11th, new news, BP PLC's oil spill may drive down Gulf Coast property values by 10% for at least 3 years, according to a forecast by CoStar Group, Inc. Now, this is so lowball that I was not even going to report it, but we might as well see what the talking points are shaping up to be. Losses may total $4.3 billion along the 600-mile stretch from the Louisiana bayous to Clearwater, Florida, the Property Information Service estimates. It's just another blow to an already depressed real estate market, Norm Miller, CoStar's vice president of analytics, said yesterday in a telephone interview from San Diego. Quote, the best thing you can do if you're in real estate in this area is bide your time. Don't panic and don't try to sell in this environment. And that is relatively good news, I guess, for some. In other words, don't panic. Don't try to sell. Just hold on. Falling real estate prices are one consequence of the worst environmental disaster. We don't need to go through that. The median U.S. home price was $173,100 in April, down 25% from July 2006, according to the Chicago-based National Association of Realtors. Florida real estate is among the hardest hit markets, with one in every 184 households in the foreclosure pipeline. All right? One out of every 184. It's probably far higher than that. Only Nevada and Arizona have higher rates, RealtyTrack said yesterday. And then it goes on and talks about BP's wealth spewing. We don't need to get to that. The spill may cost the London-based company $37 billion. We just went through that. CoStar based, well, there's the break. Doggone it. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And as we blow into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast again, unfortunately, and I'm not going to apologize for it because this information warrants the discussion, but we didn't get a chance to go anywhere near John Stuart Mill this past 5 days, and I really wanted to spend time with it. Unfortunately, certain things are going to have to preempt our history when modern events, when day-to-day events, well, so I always like to say, we have to carefully research our history. We look into the future where we want to go, where we need to go, but then we always find ourselves right smack dab in the present, falling forward into the future. And so much of what is happening today in the news basket impacts this forward-looking view and helps me to understand where I need to go with the educational part of the broadcast, the historical part of the broadcast, as we move forward. I definitely want to cover John Stuart Mill. If you haven't ever read his writings before, you might want to take the time over the weekend perhaps and look at his representative government. I will be trying to come back to it day after day. But this news is important enough to warrant the time invested. And again, as we get into you set aside just mentally for a moment all of the environmental stuff. And if you start to look at businesses and real estate proper, real estate value and people's life savings and their corporate plans and all of those structures, and then think about this Solomon of the oil spill rising up over here, one mega case or a series of mega cases, there will be blowback financial impacts on people's lives and businesses for decades, not going to be solved by one mega case. And so if they are able to close all the doors and satisfy all the class action suits with one fell swoop, much like buying off and settling and silencing all of the people that quote-unquote could be considered victims of 9/11, if they could do that with 9/11 and they can succeed in the Gulf again, then so many people's interests will be left unserved that it defies my ability to even comprehend it. But here's this article, all right? BP's well, blah, 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 always the regurgitorium. Costar, based in Bethesda, Maryland, made its forecast for property prices, assuming a 10% loss based on previous disasters. Only a 10% loss. In other words, if you have a $100,000 property and you live on a coastal area and your waterway has been put into an abysmal condition, perhaps dead for the next 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60 years, this fool thinks that it's only going to reduce the value of property by 10%, and we need to know their figures. As we say, figures don't lie, but liars often figure. So he's taking a very, very, very slight drop here. We can see more than a 10% loss over the next 2 years as the general real estate market declines as the recession and depression inflation continues in America. Anyway, okay, Costar, based in Bethesda, Maryland, again, made its forecast for property prices assuming a 10% loss based on previous disasters such as oil spills, hurricanes in the 1979 Three Mile Island nuclear accident in Pennsylvania, Miller said. Now, that's interesting that they brought in Three Mile Island. I saw a demonstration of people down in the Gulf in regards to Three Mile Island in a comparison with this catastrophe. His estimate relied on recent sales data of property within 200 feet of the Gulf waterfront and spanning 600 miles from Venice, Louisiana to Clearwater, Florida. Now, folks, I have some knowledge of Florida. I lived a winter down there in Orlando. My grandfather, my grandmothers, my aunts and uncles live around in various places in Florida. I spent a nice, wonderful week of vacation in Panama City, Florida. Enjoyed that. 200 feet, within 200 feet of the coast. That's a sand dune. That's the width of the beach. 200 feet. This guy's going to be on methamphetamines. Maybe he's doing crack. I don't know. What kind of a result is he going to do if he's only analyzing properties within 200 feet? Well, continued. He says, one of the first real estate casualties will probably be mortgage payments by hotels and restaurants if tourists avoid the area during the peak summer season, said Don Epperly, or Epley, the director of the Center for Real Estate at the University of South Alabama in Mobile. Continuing, occupancy in Florida Gulf Zone motels increased 7.2% from May 1 to May 29th compared with the year earlier, according to John Freitag, Vice President of Global Development, blah, blah, blah. Beach vacations. The increase may be attributed to visitors front-loading their vacations to be at the beach while there is still a beach, Freitag said, June 9th. In other words, people rushing down to get the last look at the Atlantic, the last look at the Gulf of Mexico, maybe the last look at Florida and a white sand beach. Those sugar sands that are so beautiful in Panama City and elsewhere. The defaults will start happening in early fall. You can directly attribute those to the oil spill. All right? So watch as it develops through the summer. as all of the various tourist attractions and all of the various vacation places and all of the various places where they have mobile homes and trailers and RV parks and all of that, watch as all of those people start to file foreclosures and bankruptcies when people don't come for an entire season. But those that do make it, those that are able to shutter up in the fall, those that are able to make it through to the fall, they're depending on the monies made during the summer to carry them through the winter when the tourist season is off market. Next year, they're not going to be looking at a restored and recovered coastline. This disaster, this catastrophe, as Rob Chowder says, this catastrophe is not going to be cleaned up anytime soon. It could be 20 years. They're only figuring in the damage, the loss to people within 200 feet of the coastline. Give us a break. It's going to be much worse than that. The disaster has led to the closing of 78,600 square miles, or 204,000 square kilometers, or about a third of federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico to fishing, so on and so forth. It would be the knockout punch the Great Recession didn't deliver, Jack McCabe, a real estate analyst in Delray Beach, Florida, said of the oil spill. If oil hits the beaches, there's no way to quantify the devastation. And now it ends on a rather unusual story, something I'm going to have to research this afternoon. But St. Joe Corporation, St. Joe Company, now I don't know who St. Joe is, so I'm not going to speculate, which owns 578,000 acres in northwest Florida, including about 130 miles on the Gulf Coast. Who is St. Joe Co.? Who is this company that owns 130 miles on the Gulf Coast, that owns 578,000 acres in northwest Florida, has seen its stock fall 34% since April 29th, when Louisiana Governor Jindal declared a state of emergency. The company has built protective berms and taken aerial photos and soil samples as evidence in case it files damage claims with BP, St. Joe said in a June 8th statement. Well, that's the news out of the news basket today, far more news than I thought. But there's no way of estimating on my part how long it will take to cover this stuff. I think as we go into the weekend, it's time to reflect things not only in the past, but is going forward. Yesterday in the chat room, one of the chatters commented that there was a time, not so long ago, when life felt pretty good. But those days are behind us now. Maybe going forward, we can reflect a little bit over the weekend of not only who we are, but whose we are. And what is the United States of America? And what is our role on this planet? And what is our desire, what is our desire necessarily to utilize the resources? What constitutes wise use and what would justify no use? How do we relate to the environment and all things ecological as a part of God's creation? Well, we're all out of time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening this week. And until Monday, have a good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies.
agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.